I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our first reading is taken from the author of the Gospel of Matthew. We are reading from the NRSV translation. As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately, they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Another reading from the author of the book of Acts, also from the NRSV translation. Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held in common. With great power, the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as owned lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold. They laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today. May the words we receive inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us. Amen.
So I have just started to watch the series Pose. And I'm a little bit late. Medyo late na ako kasi nasa season 3 na siya and I'm still in season 1. I just finished the episode 7. But I was also able to watch a much later episode where it showed a backstory of Electra when she was in the early days when she was still working as a sex worker in the Pier. And it showed those times when she started to adopt trans and gay and other queer teenagers, homeless teenagers, like her, who were thrown out of their homes and families for being LGBTQI+. But of course, the term LGBT, the acronym LGBT, was still emerging at that time. Hindi pa siya ganun ka popular or used. I don't think I have heard it yet sa Pose, any of the episodes of the Pose. Anyway, in the pilot episode, Blanca also formed her own house, starting by inviting similar homeless queer teenagers, starting with Damon and her former housemate Angel, to be part of her house and to be there for her to be their house mother. So, the Pose series is basically a story. Hindi natin siya masasabing from real, ano, hindi siya autobiographical, meaning not from a specific real life person yung mga stories, but it is real life story in the context of what was really happening in New York at that time. And it is a story of a group of trans and gay people of color who lived in New York during the AIDS crisis of the 80s and early 90s, where there was still no viable and survivable treatment for HIV and AIDS at the time. There were people who were mostly young people who were kicked out of their homes and families for being trans or gay. Many were forced into homelessness, and being homeless and poor, they were forced into prostitution, to sex work, drug addiction, and drug dealing. So many of them did not survive, as HIV got passed on easily through their sex work and through drugs. However, some of them who were a little older, like Electra at the time, and who have so far survived, formed what they called as houses by inviting younger homeless trans and gay individuals. They became a house, they became house mothers and house fathers, and those invited became their children. They formed a kind of chosen family that looks after each other so that they may survive together the cruelty of their time and world. In the series Pose, there are two featured houses. And in those houses, there were rules and conditions to ensure that their house remains safe and surviving. One particular rule is that no one is allowed to use or to deal drugs. They are asked to live decent and legal lives as best as they can, and to live together as a real family. The houses also competed in balls, what they called as balls, where they walked or vogued in categories that usually were reflections of lives and social statuses that were never going to be available, that were never going to be available or experienced by them, being that they are not only queer, they are also not white. No, they are people of color. They are, in terms of race, they are a minority. So dyan pumapasok yung intersectional oppression. So this is, in summary, and historical context of the series Pose. While there is no clear evidence whether Jesus was queer, and natanong na yan sa atin ilang beses, he also lived at a time of so much oppression and injustice, where people like him were pushed into homelessness, segregation, prostitution, death, and disease. 2,000 years apart, there are some things that house mothers and Jesus have in common. 2,000 years apart, there are some things that the early Christian communities and the houses, the queer houses and LGBTQI plus communities of the early 80s, 1990s, and even today have similarities, have things in common. Jesus himself was part of the peasant working class. Pisante si Jesus, day laborer si Jesus. Jesus and his followers were people of color. They were brown people. One may even say that since they were peasant class, you know, day laborer, they would have had darker brown skin. Can you ever imagine a dark-skinned Jesus? Jesus, like Mother Electra and Mother Blanca, searched, invited, welcomed people who were the lost, the last, and the least. Smelly fishermen, peasant farmers, day laborers, rebel zealots, Samaritans, the homeless and those who are begging in the streets, women who were once possessed by demons, tax collectors, the crippled and the unclean. And perhaps some of them were also prostituted men and women. Come, come, follow me, Jesus says to Simon and his brother Andrew, and later to brothers James and John, who, by the way, like the characters in Pose, nagtrabaho sa mga daungan bilang fishermen. The apostles, the first apostles that Jesus invited were people who work near the bodies of water, like the characters in Pose. Jesus forms his own traveling house. As he traveled, he invited, welcomed, and accepted more of them, more of the lost, the least, and the last. But he had a permanent house. Jesus had a permanent house in Capernaum. Basically, it was the house of Simon Peter. He healed them, fed 5,000 or more of them. Jesus is also in many ways like the character Pray Tell, who supports and guides, who stands by your side with words of truth and wisdom. But with that same truth and wisdom, will not put up with their shit. Jesus taught his followers, his children, about God, life, love, and he taught them including rules and boundaries. He taught them not just by words, but also by how he lived. Like Blanca, like Electra, like Pray Tell, Jesus had something to teach, and he also had rules in his house. He said to them, if you have conflict with your neighbor or your sibling, never go to the temple without first settling the matter or the dispute with your neighbor or sibling. Confront your sister or brother who has done wrong. First, confront your sibling or neighbor na kayong dalawa lang, privately. Now, hindi kayo magkasundo, ayaw niya makipag-cooperate, confront him the second time with one or two witnesses. If your sibling who have done wrong still does not cooperate, take the dispute to the house mothers and talk it out as a house. If the sibling or neighbor who the part of your community still does not cooperate, does not listen, then you kick his ass out of the house. Yes, may ganyang rule si Jesus, may ganyang tinuro si Jesus. Of course, I've told it in the language of in the vernacular, in the language of Pose, but Jesus had that teaching, had that rule, that boundary. And Jesus says, pag hindi nakipag-cooperate, alisin mo sa house. Alisin mo sa community. Love your enemies, Jesus says. And if we take those words of Jesus to today, love those bitches even when they're bitching you around. Yan ang sabi ni Mother Jesus. Jesus was their house mother. Jesus says, forgive as you are forgiven. Because girl, you're also gonna fuck up. You're also gonna mess up. Jesus is their house mother. And rightfully so, Jesus says one time that he is like a mother hen who longs to gather all her children. Sinabi yan ni Jesus. And Jesus fights for her children as fiercely as Mother Electra in Pose. Jesus saw the exploitation and injustice, and he never took it silently. He never took it in silence or sitting down. He would often read and shade some of the Sadducees and Pharisees who thinks of themselves as the better queens and divas above everyone. Now, I'm sure the chosen family of Jesus was far from perfect. And binigyan siya ng maraming sakit ng ulo. They were not perfect. We know that from the story of Jesus. One time, they even argued on who will sit at the right and on the left of Jesus. When finally Jesus gets the crown and gets to sit on the throne. And I can just imagine Jesus rolling his eyes as they ask the question, sino ba talagang favorite mo, mother? Sino bang uupo sa iyong kanan? Sino bang uupo sa iyong kaliwa? Pag ikaw ay nakoronahan na, sino bang first runner-up at second runner-up? And we can just imagine Jesus rolling her eyes. But when the time came that the house mother needed them most, they failed him. One of them betrayed him, another denied him 3 times, and the rest of them abandoned him. Except, of course, for some of the women who stayed till the end. Many of Jesus' children, his followers, were gone, abandoned him. But resurrection happened, and Pentecost happened. The house mother never gave up on her children, even after torture and death. Jesus comes to them and makes his final instructions for them to go out into the world to also look for and guide other lost, least, and last. They started the children of Jesus. When Jesus was finally gone, they started to organize and mobilize. Like their house mother Jesus, they started to once again invite, welcome, accept people like them, the lost, the least, and the last. Our second reading in the book of Acts tells us in chapter 2 and repeated again in chapter 4 how the Jerusalem house organized themselves, living together and having everything in common. The thing is, it is human nature to organize. It is human nature to come together. Very basic in sociology and psychology and political science, yung doktrina na nga yan, yung phrase na we are social animals. Even more so, this nature of wanting to organize and come together is even more prevalent and imperative in times and situations of difficulties, struggles, sufferings, and tragedies. People who experience more suffering and struggles tend to come together more and to stick together even when they annoy each other. Just like in the houses. Than with people of power and privilege. So if you are someone who does not feel the need or motivation to be part of any community or organization, let alone to commit and stay in any that you have already joined, then you can be sure that you are a privileged person, even if you are queer or LGBTQI+. But yes, suffering, especially to the point of death, pushes people to come together in order to survive. This has been the case throughout human history. This was also the case for the early Christians in those early houses. House Jerusalem, House Damascus, House Antioch, House Corinth, House Ephesus, so on and so forth. And later on, they had a house mother named Paul, who frequently wrote them letters to discipline them. And indeed, they were called house churches. They gathered in small homes, and some gathered in small business shops. There was a time when they gathered in catacombs and burial sites where their Christian sisters, brothers, and former house mothers and fathers were buried or entombed. When we are in pain, when we are struggling, there is something that compels us. There is something that compels us to seek our people, our own people. Feelings of loneliness, confusion, fear, suppression, persecution. Some of those feelings were the primary motivations why some people come knocking on the door of Open Table MCC. In my preaching last week, I mentioned of the story of that young gay man that I met a few years ago, whose family is a conservative evangelical Christian and whose father was the pastor of their church. I also remember the time when another young gay man came to the worship service when we were still in NCCP. And many others who have come, who have visited, who have checked us out. And I remember many of them. I remember my own broken heart that led me to MCC in 2010. While in many ways our struggles and circumstances in Metro Manila, Philippines in the last decade from 2010 to today, while our struggles and circumstances are different from those trans and queer people of color in the 80s and early 90s in New York, Open Table MCC and other organizations or communities are somewhat we can compare to houses in Pose. We are a house of our own. There are also many other houses now across Metro Manila and in the Philippines who stand as safe spaces for the rainbow lease lost and last. But I also want to argue that we don't need to be struggling or suffering in order to be part of communities or to form organizations or to join groups we may consider as houses in our own context. We do not necessarily have to experience the same level or severity of suffering and pain as that in the story of Pose in order to be part of or to join chosen families. I hope that it does not need to be that way, or for some of us, for some of you, to wait to experience such terrible things, to be compelled to stick together, to come together, and be there for one another. God loves the queer you, the queer us. What's next? That's the question of our Pride series. God loves the queer you. What's next? Join a house. Join a family. Any house, any rainbow family, be with your people. Like the earliest Christians, like our queer ancestors in the 70s, 80s, and early 90s, like the characters and stories and houses in Pose, join, be part of your tribe. Now, I want to point out that living your life and healing, my preaching last week was about healing, the imperative to heal. living your life and healing is something that you must decide and do on your own. But as the Gasgas Church song always reminds us, walang nabubuhay para sa sarili lamang. We also need to live and heal with others, even if you are in a situation or condition of relative privilege or comfort. Because even if you may be in a condition of privilege as a queer person, kung middle class ka o pinanganak kang may kaya-kaya, or you are privileged to have families, biological families na tanggap ka, you are not totally free from discrimination, exploitation, and oppression, even if you don't experience it in the same way. In our second reading, and even throughout the ministry of Jesus, middle-class people joined the Jesus house. The Jesus house. And we heard in the second reading that those who had property sold them and gave everything to the house, to the community, to be distributed according to each one's need. Doing so, no one was a needy person in the house of Jerusalem. Faith, life, healing, most of all freedom, are not just individual matters. They are never individual matters. They are social. They have a social dimension. It is imperative that in the process of healing, living, and advocating, you must join a house. You must be part of a community or organization. Find one. Look for one. Check it out if you get invited into one. If you feel that a particular house is the space that accepts and honors you, despite whatever nuances that particular house have or resources that they don't have, join that community. Join and commit into that house, into that family. Right now, you have more choices for houses than before. There are so many LGBT organizations, communities, and other safe spaces right now, unlike 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago. I was in college, 15 years ago, I think? 15, 17 years ago, and we didn't have as many LGBT organizations back then as we have right now. You have more choices now. But also the point to consider, you know, in joining and looking for a house or being invited into a house, into an organization, the other thing to consider is do not look for a house that will only welcome and accept you, but will not hold you accountable. A good house, a good community, or a good organization will never accept shit from anyone, and definitely not from its own children, not from its own people. A good house sees your value, your gifts, your potential, but also calls you out when you fuck up. A good house looks after you, not only by nurturing you, but also by disciplining you. A good house will have boundaries and rules that looks out for the interest of everyone. That looks out for everyone, the best interests of each one. A good house will only accept you. A good house will not only accept you and embrace you, but will not allow you to shit all over the place. A good house will try its best to maintain a safe space, a safe and loving space, by demanding that everyone contribute and participate to make it so. And if you don't, you'll be kicked out. You'll be kicked out because you have made the house, the family, unsafe. And you will be kicked out not because you're gay or LGBT, but because you made the house unsafe. Lastly, a good house will forgive and redeem you. It will redeem you. A good house will hold you accountable. Pagagalitan ka, ididiscipline ka. But a good house will also be redemptive. It will be forgiving and redemptive, while making you realize the consequences of your actions or inaction. Love is both tender and tough. If you find such a space, wherever it is and whatever it is, join, commit to that house. Join and commit to that organization or community. And the thing is, join only one house. Commit to one house. Mother Jesus also tells us you cannot serve two masters at the same time. Meron kasing mga LGBT minsan gusto lahat pasukin, gusto lahat salihan. Join only one and commit there. Do not spread yourself all over the place in all organizations. Commit to one house. Become a sister, brother, or sibling like Poppy and Angel and Damon. Become an auntie or uncle like Pray Tell, or a house mother like Blanca and Electra. Become a teacher, mentor, and friend. Join that family not only because of what you may get from them, but also of what you may become being part of that house, and join them because of what you may accomplish together. You will be surprised that as you live both a joyful and a difficult life with your house, your community, your organization, your chosen family, you will be amazed of your own transformation and healing. You will be surprised with the things you will experience, learn, and accomplish because you have been part of something that is bigger than yourself. And in the words of the Batikang manunulat na si Ricky Lee, ang sabi niya, wala nang sasarap pa sa pakiramdam na hindi lahat ng ginawa mo ay para sa iyo lamang. Make no mistake, being part of a house and a chosen family is not easy. Hindi madali. If you have been watching Pose, you'll know that. It is not always rainbow glitters. It is not always joyful. It is not always tender moments. It has its celebrations, rainbows, triumphs, but it also has its conflicts, disagreements, and dramas. It has children and siblings who will be breaking and bending rules and boundaries. And sometimes, even the house mother will make a mistake. Not just once, like Electra. Pray Tell, in episode 5, season 1, tells Blanca that parents make mistakes. We can blame them. But the fact is that they're human. We are all human. And while you may experience some disappointments, frustrations, and even hurt in the chosen house, in the chosen family that you join, you yourself will fuck up from time to time and you will disappoint your siblings and your house mother. And your house mother will disappoint you. But like any other family that is true and loving, it is a colorful family that is worth being a part of. In many ways, Open Table MCC is one such house with various kinds of children, house titas, and its own house mother. We have children and siblings, titas and parents who stay and make this a great house, Open Table. We have children who only check us out. May mga darating na iche-check lang tayo and they will decide that this is not the house for them. There are those who will stay only for a while. And once they are fed, healed, and they are already well, they move on and go somewhere else. We have experienced children and a few visitors who messed up in this house we call Open Table. Some of them messed up ng very light. Some of them messed up and endangered this house. And mother had to clean up or had to settle some of the conflicts as best as I could. And yes, Open Table MCC had house mothers who also made some mistakes, including me. But through it all, this house continues to stand firm, dignified, and glorious. This house, Open Table, continues to stand firm, stable, dignified, and glorious. This house, Open Table, continues to live and make a difference both in the individual lives of people and also to the larger LGBTQ+ community in Metro Manila and perhaps, by some extent, some parts of the Philippines. One can even say, konting pagbubuhat ng bangko, I can even say that we are one of the legendary houses in Metro Manila. It is because like Electra, like Blanca, despite of all our imperfections, this house has a heart. This house has a heart. And it is founded and anchored to no less than our first ever legendary mother, Jesus the Christ. I will close this sermon with two final messages. The first message is for my children in Open Table. And to fellow house mothers, because I'm not the only house mother in Open Table. I say this first message in the words of the dear Father Pratel in the pilot episode of Pose. And he says to Blanca and to Angel, houses are homes to all the little boys and girls who never had one. And they will keep on coming every day as sure as the sun rises. Pull up, work harder, triumph. If not today, maybe tomorrow. I will repeat that. MCC, our queer homes of faith. Open Table MCC is a queer home of faith to all the little boys and girls who never had one. and they will keep coming every day as sure as the sun rises. Pull up. Work harder. Triumph. If not today, maybe tomorrow. Maybe next month. The following week. The second message, and this I close, is for every LGBTQI plus person out there. For every LGBTQI plus person out there. God loves the queer you. God loves you. What's next? Come home. Come home. Your house mothers are waiting for you. Come, taste, and see. Amen.